I am so thankful this morning to have that anchor of hope. And if it weren't for the anchor of Jesus Christ, I would, like the song said, I'd just be adrift. I'd be so far from where I am this morning if it had not been for the anchor that the Lord has been in my life. And that is not only from the time I got saved, but I've been saved for over 40 years, and do you know that it has been Christ that has kept me so many times, not just as a young person, but in life, it has been Christ that's kept me. And I am so thankful this morning for that hope that we have in the Lord. I've written on the board four KKDs. Y'all know what KKD is? Anybody? That's the ticker symbol for Krispy Kreme donuts. So KKD is Krispy Kreme donuts. And I thought it might have been in order if I brought donuts this morning. I didn't. But I'd like to talk to you a little bit about this morning about four Krispy Kreme donuts. And you may wonder how spiritual that's going to be. But I trust that it will be a spiritual blessing to all of us. The other day, and I had been gone, like I said, I've been gone from home for at least 3 weeks, and got home, and Renee came home the other day, and she had a box, and she had four Krispy Kreme donuts in it. And there were four of us at home. It was Renee and me and Ethan and Vanessa. There were four of us. So four donuts, four people. You do the math. What would that tell you? Someone help me out now. One apiece. So I was out working in the office, and I came in fairly late, and the children were in bed, and came in and thought, I'll have my Krispy Kreme donut. And I looked around, and I didn't see it. And I thought, well, it's somewhere, and there was no donut. And I thought, well, there were four, and there's four of us, so where's my donut? And I was looking around, and it wasn't there. And then I looked over, and I thought, surely not. And I looked over in the trash can, and sure enough, there was the Krispy Kreme donut box. And I think I almost picked it up and kind of looked. And you know there wasn't any donuts left. You know what the first thought that came to my mind was? What would have come to your mind? Maybe you don't want to confess. What came to my mind was, well, that's not fair. And do you know, four donuts, four people, three people ate them. That's not fair. Have y'all ever heard that term, that's not fair? And you know, little children come in, sometimes brothers and sisters. That's not fair. I have a message to you this morning, because the thing is, the next morning when everyone was around, I said, hey, I said, what happened to my donut? And I'll get to that in a moment. But do you know that the reality is that, see, the Lord, to me personally, the donut, it was relatively unimportant. It wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, I'm a grown man. I can go buy a dozen if I want. And I did buy a donut after that. But here's the reality. It didn't really matter that the donut wasn't there, but the Lord began to talk to me. And I want to share with you what the Lord began to talk to me about. Life is not fair. There are going to be things that happen in your life that you will sit back and say, that's not fair. And I'm talking a lot more than just someone ate my donut. Because we can survive that, can't we? I survived the missing donut. You can see I survived. And I'm still healthy. I survived. But there are some things in life that are a lot more than someone ate my donut. And you're going to find in life young people, and I appreciate all the young people and the children that are here this morning. I want you to know that life isn't always fair. And there's going to be things that happen in your life that are going to shake you at your core, and you're going to look on it and say, why me? That's not right. It's not just. It's not fair. The scripture in Ecclesiastes 9:11 says it this way. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. He said, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Do you know, in other words, it's saying that it's not always the swiftest that wins the race. It's not always the wisest that gains the riches. It's not always the one that has eaten healthfully, and that would probably be to the exclusion of Krispy Kreme donuts. It's not always the one that eats healthfully that is in the best of health. And that's what he observed after looking at life. It's like time and chance happens to them all. And if we look at what we say, well, it ought to be this way. Folks, life is not always the way that it seems like it ought to be. And there's going to be things in life that happen that aren't going to seem fair. Over in Psalm 73, we read about Asaph, who he looked on and he struggled personally. Psalm 73, he said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. In other words, God is good to His people. But as for me, in other words, do you notice he's already drawing a separation between God's people and himself? It's like I can look on you this morning and I say, wow, you know, God's been really good to Brother Sean and Sister Melissa, God's been good to her, but as for me, you know, that's what life happens in life. You can look at other people and you can think that God's been good to them, but I look at my own life and it just seems like things aren't very good. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but have any of you all been in a place that things happen in your life and it just didn't seem right? It's like, look at how the Lord's blessed them, and here, look at me. And I'm struggling. I'm in poor health. My money, I have money problems. I have people problems. It's not fair. Folks, it's not, life isn't fair. God never promised that life was going to be fair. God never promised that everything, that the swift were going to always win the race. He never promised that if you made wise money decisions that you'd always have money in the bank. It's not always how it works. So Asaph said, but as for me, he said, my feet were almost gone and my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I looked on and it seemed like those that weren't doing right, it seemed like they were prospering. And here I'm trying to do what's right, and it seems like everything I touch falls apart. Anybody felt that way? Seems like those that aren't trying to serve the Lord, it seems like everything's going pretty good. And here I'm trying to live right, and it just seems like everything I touch, things are going wrong. Relationships, physical problems, financial issues. And the enemy would like to come in and discourage us when we look around. It just seems like, and that's where Asaph was. He was saying, I just, my feet almost slipped. He was struggling. The student, you know, I'll tell you something that doesn't seem fair. A student that really studies hard and comes in and takes a test and they get a B on it, and someone else doesn't even crack a book and walks in and sits down and makes a 99% on the test. Is that fair? I'll tell you, there's something about that that it's like, something doesn't seem right about that. The person that's been laboring on a job faithfully for years, and the new hire comes in, the new kid on the block comes in, been working there less than a year, and they get the promotion. It's not fair. Something's not right about that. The one that serves God and gets married wanting the Lord to bless their marriage and their home. And their family, their marriage turns sour. Someone goes out and husband leaves his wife, or wife leaves her husband. Left taking care of the children by themselves, and here they were trying to serve the Lord. Something doesn't seem fair about that, does it? Doesn't seem right. The godly parents that have raised their children properly, given them a good example, and the child rebels, turns their back on God and turns their back on their parents and starts living a life of just horrible sin, bringing the heartache to good godly parents. There's something about that that doesn't seem fair. But you know, this is a reality in life, folks. It happens over and over. The orphans, and I've seen many of them, that have been abused and left abandoned on the streets with nothing to eat, in rags. That's not fair. That doesn't seem fair. The people in Africa, so many of them, many that I know, go to bed hungry, without food to eat, and here look at our prosperity. They're not complaining because they didn't get a donut. They didn't get anything to eat. And I look on it and say, well, that's not fair. You want to talk about fair? We live in such a prosperous nation. Folks, there's a lot of people that are going to bed hungry in our world. That doesn't seem fair. Something doesn't seem right about that. Sin has caused inequity and suffering in life. Sin has caused that. And furthermore, it's not all equal either in just the minor things of life. I mentioned some big things, but even in smaller things of life, I read them out recently about a man that he ended up being a minister. But he was talking about when he was young, he went out on the porch and he was reading his Bible, and he said that all of his friends had gotten married. And he was kind of the odd man out, and he hadn't found anybody. And he was reading his Bible, trying to do right, and he looked over, and there was a neighbor man, and said the guy was very unkept. He was on drugs, and his life was a wreck. And he had, and I don't know if it was a girlfriend or his wife, the most beautiful, nice girlfriend. And he's sitting there, here I'm reading my Bible, and I'm not married, and I want to be married. And I look over here at someone that's ruining their life, and it seems like they've got this perfect person. And he began to feel like, well, this isn't fair. Young people, there's going to be some things happen in life that you look around and it's like, this isn't fair. Why? I wanted to do what was right, and it seems like that life has just brought some heartaches and hasn't turned out exactly like I wanted. In relationships, do you know that they're in relationships. We're talking about minor things now, but in relationships, have you ever had misunderstandings? And your thought was, that's not fair. What about in your marriage? Have there ever been a time in your marriage you had a difference and you had a discussion and you walk away thinking, that's not right. That's not just. That's not fair. What about among God's people? Anything ever happened? You thought, well, that's not really fair. Folks, welcome to life. These things happen in life. 4 Krispy Kreme donuts, 3 people. That's not fair. But do you know, what are we going to do about it then? Because see, I posed a problem, haven't I? We posed a problem, but what are we going to do about it? Do you know that the teachings of Christ told us what to do about it? The teachings of Christ, and as the Lord began to talk to me about this, I began to recognize that Jesus spent a lot of His ministry dealing with things that just aren't fair. It gets down to this is basic Christian living. What do you do when someone eats your donut? What are you supposed to do? What do you do? What do you do in your home, brothers and sisters, when, I'll tell you, sometimes things don't seem fair, and as you get older, you realize it really is fair. You children, young people, if I'm going to say, hey, I need some work done, your parents say, I need some work done, and you find out that they paid the 16-year-old a certain amount of money and the 7-year-old a different amount for work in the same amount of time, and you say, that's not fair. Well, you know what? As you get older, you're going to recognize that might have been more fair than what you thought. But the reality is that Jesus came and He taught us what to do when life isn't fair. It wasn't like Job's wife. See, Job had served the Lord, had he not? He was as perfect as he could be under the Old Testament, under the Old Dispensation. And we find that he lost his children, he lost his wealth, and he lost his health. Do you want to talk about someone that could say this isn't fair? His wife didn't think it was either, and so what'd she say? Curse God and die. It's not fair. When life isn't fair, are we going to walk away? When life isn't fair, are we going to quit our job? When life isn't fair, are you going to walk away from your marriage? When life isn't fair, are you going to walk away from your brother or your sister? When life isn't fair, are you going to walk away from God? When life isn't fair, are you going to get resentful and angry and bitter because I was trying to do it right and look how my life turned out? It's not fair. It's not right. It's not equitable. What are you going to do when life isn't fair? Jesus called us to a high calling, because the essence of what Jesus taught us was how to face a life that wasn't fair. Jesus said, and you can turn and read it in the 5th chapter of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus dealt with life when it wasn't fair. Matthew 5:39, when someone strikes you on the right cheek, and it's not fair. I didn't deserve to be treated this way. What did Jesus say to do? Turn the other cheek. Folks, when life isn't fair, and you are faced with a decision of how am I going to respond because they treated me wrong and it wasn't fair, how are you going to respond to it? Jesus said, turn the other cheek. It takes grace. And it takes power with God to respond to life when it isn't fair with the peace and the love that the Lord called us to have. Folks, Jesus came to empower us to live a life of godliness when life isn't fair. So I want to challenge you all this week. Someone may not literally hit you on the cheek. They might. I've had people cuss me out. I've had people, and it was for doing the right thing. It was for serving the Lord. I had more than one person literally yelling in my face for what I had preached, for what I had taught, for advice I had given. I've had people cuss me out. I've had people threaten to hurt me, and it was done in the U.S. You don't have to go to Pakistan to be persecuted. I've had people... It's not fair. It wasn't right. But do you know Jesus taught us what to do? He said, turn the other cheek. Don't retaliate. When someone eats your donut, don't slip in the middle of the night and eat their donut. You go get them an extra donut. That's what Jesus taught. Turn the other cheek. He said, if someone takes your coat, what are you supposed to do? Give him your cloak. Do you know this is not what the world is teaching today? But this is the basic of Christian living. When you are not treated right and someone takes something from you, don't retaliate. Don't say, well, I'm going to do what's fair. They took mine, I'll take theirs. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. No, that was old way of living. Jesus said, I say unto you, if someone compel thee to go a mile and is requiring something that isn't fair of you, he said, go with him 2 miles. You show them the love of God. Show them that there is a place that you can forgive them that don't treat you right. Can we do, is this not practical Christian living? There's something about justice that rises up within me when something's not fair. There were a few years ago, something had happened. It was in the church. And there was something that had happened and it wasn't fair. And I remember my dad telling someone, he said, you know what? He said, I raised my children with a sense of justice, that to do things right, treat people right, treat people fairly. And when I see people not doing what is right and fair, do you know there's something that within me that rises up, as I'm sure there is with many of you. It's like we're not talking about taking advantage, but let's do what's fair in what's right. I believe in fair play. And when you're involved, I'll stand up and say, fair play, guys. Fair play. But when it comes to me, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to humble myself. I'm supposed to turn the other cheek. And that's a battle. Because it's not fair. I'm not asking for something unreasonable. I'm just saying if it's good for me, it's good for you too. I'm saying if you're going to say that, then let's be fair about this. Let's not twist the truth. Let's say it for what it is. I've literally had someone one time try to tell me not to tell the truth about something. They just wanted me to be quiet. Don't tell what really happened. Just be quiet. I'm like, that's not fair. You want to know what really happened? But folks, life isn't fair. Jesus said when you are mistreated, pray for them. Love them. Forgive them. He didn't just say love your family and love those that treat you right. Jesus said in verse 44 of chapter 5 of Matthew, He said love your enemies. True love is more than this hard-hearted, well, I love your soul, but. No, true love shows itself in the way that it responds. True love means I'm going to treat you differently because I care and I love you and I want you to know that. But it's not fair. You're right. It's not fair. But we're called to love. And we're called to forgive. And we're called to go the extra mile. Basic Christian living when life isn't fair is have mercy. Forgive. Can you forgive those that aren't being fair? Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? It's like it's not right. Forgive. Be long-suffering. In marriage, does the Scripture teach that you're only to love your wives as Christ loved the church when your wife is doing everything she ought to do? No. When it doesn't really seem fair, like they didn't do their part, we're still called to do ours. And wives, you say, well, if my husband just had a little bit more understanding of my emotional needs, then it would be easier for me to respect him, when that's not what the Bible said. When it's not fair, the Bible says to respect and to obey and honor your husbands. You say, but that's not fair. No, life isn't fair. But the Lord laid down a course for us to live in His Word that is going to promote the greatest peace and the greatest victory in our lives when we do it the way the Scripture says it. So, I asked the children the next morning, I said, there were 4 donuts. And I said, I didn't get one. You know, everybody was innocent. And I wasn't coming down on them, but I just brought it up. Because it wasn't fair. What happened? And do you know that here's what happened? One of the children had in their mind, because do you know how many that box held? It held 6. 4 people. If there were 6 donuts, everyone would get 1.5. So my 2 children had 1.5. Because they thought that that's how much they could everybody got. And they didn't realize that poor me didn't get one. So do you realize that if I would have gotten on to them, from their motivations, they didn't do anything wrong? He would have been like, we didn't do anything, but you ate my donut. That would be the response. You ate my donut. I mean, my response, you ate my donut. And there's like, no, we all got 1.5. It's like, no, there were 4 donuts. Do you realize that in their minds, they had not done anything? And the result was they really hadn't done anything in their motivation. But at the end of the day, they still ate my donut. Do you know that sometimes in life, things aren't fair in life, and it's not always because someone else had a bad motivation? And they could say, but I didn't do anything. In their minds, they didn't. So we have this, that's just a little side note to this message. But we need to understand that sometimes, that when you think something isn't fair, the person you're dealing with may be listening to you thinking, that's not fair, I didn't do anything. And you both look at one another and you're both thinking, that's not fair. Why are you getting on to me like that? That's not fair because I didn't do anything. And the other person thinking, yes, you did. That's not fair. So what's fair? I'll tell you what, the way to resolve that issue is to keep doing what Jesus said to do. Forgive and love and turn the other cheek and move on. And don't get bitter. Are we supposed to this morning, and I'd like to conclude this before too long, but are we only supposed to trust God when life, everything seems fair? When we get the promotion, when we have money in the bank? Because you know that sometimes you can be very careful financially and reverses come? Life isn't fair. But God has called us to a higher calling. So, I would just like to, and I'm going to cover this briefly. I thought we would be further along this morning. You want an example of someone that had things happen that weren't fair? Look at Joseph's life. Joseph was someone that his brothers sold him into slavery. That's not fair. But what did Joseph do? He made the best of a bad situation. If I'm going to be a slave, I'm going to be the best slave that I can be. I don't hear that in our world anymore today. If I'm gonna have to work, if I'm gonna work and my boss isn't just, then I'm just gonna go as slow as I can and just do the bare minimum. That's not what Joseph did. We live in a world that is promoting victimhood, folks. We live in a world, it doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what economic status you are in, we live in a world that is promoting victimhood. We're all victims. We're all victims. Someone treated me this way, someone treated my mom this way, someone treated my grandparents. That's the reason I am like I am. Life's not fair. So what does the Bible say? Set Joseph as an example. If I'm in an unfair situation, I'm not going to mope about it, but I'm going to do the best that I can. He was lied about by Potiphar's wife. What did he do? He was put in prison. Well, if I'm in prison and people have lied about me, I'm going to be the best prisoner that I can be. Do you hear that being taught in the schools today? You hear our politicians talking like that? No. Everybody deserves something because we're all victims. That is not what the Bible teaches. Life isn't fair, so turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, and if things aren't fair, then you stand up and you do the best that you can in adverse circumstances. And do you know what the end result was? That God promoted Joseph to a position that he was able to minister to his family that had treated him badly. And what it lets me know is this, when life isn't fair, maybe God, well, I know God did know. He knew I didn't need that donut anyway. And here now, this week, I'm thinking, okay, I've got to stop eating sweets. Well, God maybe was trying to make me stop a few days earlier than what I wanted. God has a purpose. And when life isn't fair, if you will keep your trust and faith in God, He can turn things around that God has a plan for you. So, God will not forget you when life isn't fair. And I have a lot of scriptures to back it up, but you can go home and do your homework. When life isn't fair, the scripture has promised that God will not forget us. When your faith is tested and you are tempted, the scripture said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive what? A crown of life. Sometime, why me? It's not fair. You just persevere and God's going to bring you out to a wealthy place. When life isn't fair and you start to lose hope and it seems like there's just nothing to work for, folks, God has good thoughts about you and He wants to bring you to an expected end. So don't give up. If you're in a position this morning and it seems like it's just not fair, God has a plan and He wants to get you to a better place this morning. Don't lose hope. And it's going to come a time when life isn't fair that there's going to come a day when the scripture says that God's going to wipe every tear from our eye. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more inequality. There'll be no more injustice. But in the meantime, love and forgive and have mercy. And in closing, the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. I look over at my neighbor and theirs is doing real good. That's not fair. Here I fertilize my, I take more care of my yard than my neighbors, folks. And my yard today looks worse than most of my neighbors. That's not fair. So what are we going to do about it? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields yield no meat, and the flock is cut off from the fold, and there's no herd in the stall, Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When life isn't fair, keep your faith in God and find that place of rejoicing, because folks, the Lord's going to bring you out. May the Lord bless you. Amen.